you. Thank you for inviting me. I am in my attic and I am a mad woman, but I don't have a husband, which feels quite good sometimes. I do have a lovely partner, though, who's very supportive. Anyway, this is about peace, and I will try not to gabble, and I hope that it brings you 15 minutes of peace and thought. I thought that living would get easier the older I became. Not true. Perhaps, I thought, as I learned the rules for living and how to behave, that I would settle into my fragile shell of skin. And if there are moments of silence in this, do not adjust your set. Just look at the images of doves, because sometimes images are easier for me than words. There should be silence between words, and the doves will keep you company. My child's mind learned of war through television, through history, and it seems that there's always the stories of war that we tell, seldom the stories of peace. The accident of my birth made me fortunate. I grew and have lived in a peaceful place so far. And yet, in 62 years around the world, so many wars and so much conflict. But now, more than ever, how broken the world feels, and the grief and the sorrow wrap a web around the world. So, why are the stories of peace so hard to tell? And where are the great epics of peace? And what is the use of art in a fractured and broken world? And therefore, what is the use of me? When a fire burns inside my mind, I paint pigment, paper, water, calm my soul, still my mind, bring focus to scattered thought. Painting becomes ritual, painting becomes prayer, and these days, all the prayers, all of them for peace, and hope moves through every image. White, pure, flight, freedom. A symbol of peace, a symbol of hope. Strength in the fragility of wings as they fly in the world's winds and onto paper until I begin, maybe, to understand their shape and paint a flock to fly around the world. Picasso too found peace in paint. He lived through wars, through desperate times. And when young, his rivalry with Matisse was bitter, a fight, each with their own idea, beauty of art. But as they grew, rivalry became friendship. Late in life, Matisse gave his beloved doves to his beloved friend. Their dove, painted by Picasso, became an emblem for peace in 1949, the poster for the Peace Symposium, which opened on the 23rd of April in 1949, when his daughter Paloma, who he named after the dove, was born. I search for peace, to write of peace, knowing that I have so many questions, knowing that I have no answers. And the more I search, the more elusive peace does seem to be. And it does seem a vain, naive, indulgent act making art in these times. Toni Morrison spoke of creativity in troubled times. She said, "This is precisely the time when artists go to work. There is no time for despair, no place for self-pity, no need for silence, no room for fear. We speak. We write, we do language. That's how civilizations heal." Selena Godden said, "Pessimism is for lightweights." Hate speaks with a loud voice. War is a bully, a thief, violent, destructive, chaotic, ugly. And I am naive, but not arrogant enough to believe that I could write a great epic of peace. And yet, as doves and wings and the peace of wild things dominate my thoughts, I would like to try to craft a book with words and images that might become a place where others could find peace, even for a moment, that could be a talisman to carry in pocket, that could be a small book of prayers for peace. Already I've learned so much, and the more I learn, the more difficult the task. As a species, we're hardwired to learn through stories. Politics, news, inflates the idea of conflict. Seldom hear stories of peace. The only people who profit from war are those who would make and sell weapons, and their bank accounts grow heavy with the blood of innocents, but heavier still than this are the smallest, the coffins. So many small lives stolen from all of us, so many futures ended by the hatred of a few, by the actions of a few, because of fear, because of hate, because of war. We need new ways of thinking. We need to look to others for lessons. Everything that will be in the human world first needs to be imagined before it can come to be. And if peace is a state of mind, then it needs memory to thrive, justice to grow, forgiveness, reconciliation, and love to blossom, and courage to share. We need to see our place in this world in a different light if we're to cease making war on each other and on the fragile planet on which we live. And yet, even on a personal level, I find that I'm conflicted within, at war with myself, uneasy, restless, aggressive, challenged. I'm too quick to anger and to meet anger with anger, and too slow to listen and have so many lessons to learn. From trees, I can learn how to give space to others. Trees have a wisdom that we lack. The biggest tree in the forest doesn't hoard and hoard more and more. Instead, they give. They give shelter and shade. They give food. They give breath. They give home to many small lives. And they depend on other lives to flourish, but they don't exploit to survive. It's Lent, I think, at the moment. And for Lent, the Pope suggests that we should fast. And his words ring true when he says, fast from anger and be filled with patience. But how can we not be angry when we see the ravages of war? So I try to turn the anger into finding peace in the hope that it will help others. And I try to turn that anger into painting doves in the hope that they will help others to find peace. And I try to turn that anger into asking questions and seeking answers in the hope of finding peace. He also suggested that we fast from words and be silent so that we may listen. I need to do that. I try to speak without fear, and if I get things wrong, then I'm sorry, and I hope to learn. And though these days, I hope to learn more from wild things, as humans seem to be so filled with folly that even when we feel ourselves to be so wise, I feel we're not. And I do so need to fast from words and listen. So I ask, imagine peace. What does peace mean for you? What's the word for peace in your mother tongue? What does peace look like? Where do you find peace? These are some of the places that I find peace. In the flight of birds, in the green light beneath trees, in the sound of wind moving over land, in the star patterns that move with time in the darkest of skies, in the summer scent of horses, sunshine on warm coats, in the scent of blossom from wild flowers, unexpected honeysuckle on a cliff top, when reading something beautiful, especially poetry, when painting beside the sea in the patterns of light and water, walking in the wild and also sometimes in cities. Knitting, making food for friends to share, especially bread, for the magic of it. In the arrival of swallows in spring, far travellers imagining their journey over land, over sea, in bird song and the language of birds, today in the voices of skylarks rising in the blue, in trees, their shape in spring with fresh leaves unfurling, blossom green, then the burning bright autumn leaves, and how bird song becomes richer in spring, in the rarity of being still with a calm mind, in beautiful art, in beautiful music, and the sound of a cello, beneath a 1,000-year-old yew tree as twilight and the bats awake and take wing and set off into the dark, but also any time beneath a 1,000-year-old tree. And all of this, all of these words can be summarized with just a few words. Please, ceasefire, now.